Yes, indeed. Here we are. It is a happy hump day, Trump Day. Wow. Already. I love these four-day work weeks. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. It is 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. But then again, somebody's got to be on vacation having lobster. So I guess it might as well be Bob, right? I mean, you know.
Did he have it?
Yeah, he did. Did he? Of some sort. Apparently he did. That's
did he have it for lunch and breakfast? And
that was the story, that of some sort he had it for. His goal was breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Or is it supper? Depends on where you're from, doesn't
it? Yes, it sure
is. Is dinner evening or is supper evening? In some parts of the country, dinner is basically lunch.
You're hurting my head.
I'm just saying, these are the questions that inquiry minds don't really give a rip about. Hey, it is a happy hump day, Trump Day. He is a busy man taking on the cartels, going to be taking on Chicago, taking on anybody that wants to get in his way, pretty much, it seems like. Taking on death, because apparently, yes, we have confirmed once again today, Donald Trump is still alive. So that is good news there for us. It's funny how this story, no pun intended, doesn't die. Because it kind of kicked in over the weekend when, oh no, where's Donald Trump? He does a press conference every day. He's all over the place. Right. I'm thinking, do you remember who was president before and how many days in a row you'd go and not hear or see a thing? I don't know, but it is still a big deal. Fox's Peter Ducey jumped on board this week. He even asked the president, say, how'd you find out over the weekend that you were dead? Did you see that? And Trump's like, no. Well, didn't you see for a couple days? 1.3 million user engagements as of Saturday morning. That was over the weekend.
Right.
About his demise. Saying to him about your demise. He goes, really? I hadn't seen that. He goes, I've heard sort of crazy, but last week I did numerous news conferences, all successful. They went very well, like this is going very well. Right. He loves to compliment himself. And then I didn't do any for 2 days, and they said there must be something wrong with him. Now, Biden wouldn't do them for months. You wouldn't see them. Nobody ever said there was anything wrong with him. And we know he wasn't in the greatest shape. Well, there's the understatement, I guess, of the administration. So, I don't know. Is he dead? Is he not? Is he alive? It's kind of, you kind of wonder why they even feel the need to go down that road. I mean, it's like you have the one little health thing because, oh, did you see the president's ankles? They're all swollen up. Hillary Clinton, cankles. If you want to see some cankles, Hillary Clinton. That's all I got to say there. But it's like, really? They turned that into something that if you don't see him for a couple of days, he's got to be dead. I think that's just weird. But hey, it is a happy hump day, Trump Day. We're celebrating Trump. We're celebrating that he is alive. And I mentioned he's taken on the cartels, and now it's kind of a big deal. The whole drug trafficking thing, I mean, you know, we hear about it all the time. I think sometimes people get to the point of, okay, we know they're coming from Venezuela. They're coming from all over. We know the cartels are there. They got cartels in Mexico. We kind of get it. But it was actually Trump ordered military forces, launched a precision strike. I love the way they put that. On a drug-laden vessel in international waters, killed 11 gang members there. Or I like the way they put it. Narco-terrorists. Sounds so much better than just, you know, gang members. You know, that kind of thing. So the president included a video, showed the aerial view of the boat, and at the 22nd mark in the video, the boat exploded, burst into flames, and quickly sank. Trump had a little bit to say about that, too. Technology, it's a wonderful thing. You push the button, it doesn't work. You push the button. Anyway, the strike resulted in 11 terrorists being killed in action. No U.S. forces were harmed in the strike. He says, please let this serve as notice to anybody, even thinking about bringing drugs into the United States of America. He loves him some capital letters, too. Yep. Beware.
Yep.
And then he's been using this line lately. I mean, here's a big thing. Get in our way. We'll blow you up. And then he says something like, thank you for your attention to this matter.
Right,
and then like 10 exclamation points. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, overkill just a little bit, but I don't know.
I love it.
Did we find the president, or is he still dead? Is he still MIA? We'll track him down. He's got a few things to say. Actually, Mr. Rubio actually made some comments regarding this this action.
Suffice it to say that the president is going to be on offense against drug cartels and drug trafficking in the United States. It destabilizes not just the country, but the entire Caribbean basin.
But then you got to wonder, okay, and we're taking this serious. We blow up a boat. We kill a few narco terrorists. That is good. But, you know, what kind of backing are we really going to put behind this thing?
In Huntsville, SpaceCom will play a key role in building the Golden Dome.
Or we can talk about rockets.
It's going to be a big thing.
Kill that.
Everybody wants
anyway,
to be
basically, he's saying
to say that the president is going to.
Oh, there you were. It was right there. He was kicking in. That's the way. Basically, he's saying, look, we will use the full power of the United States against the cartels. That's a lot if we're talking about the full power of the United States. Hey, just kind of an FYI, we do have it is a happy hump day, Trump Day, of course, and lots to cover with the president. But we got a busy day going on today as far as folks, you know. Bob leaves and just everybody decides to show up and then be on the show today here on a happy hump day, Trump Day, wanting to celebrate, no doubt. The new Florida CFO, talking about Blaise Ingolia, is going to be checking in probably a little bit after 7:30. Got some news going on there regarding some things that have happened in our state. You know, hurricane season, that is still here. And you even mention insurance and claims and insurance companies. And that kind of perks a lot of folks' ears up regarding that. There have been some things happening in the state about that. Our buddy Dan DeMarco from Soldiers Freedom Outdoors is going to be checking in. He'll be in studio a couple minutes after 8 this morning. So got that going on. And then, of course, our Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson going to be on a little bit after 9. We'll find out what is going on there. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, the whole Powerball thing. It has rolled over, and so tonight is the night. Get out there, get your ticket. If that is something that you have the means to be able to just waste a little money on, because, again, your odds, oh, my goodness, 1 in 292.2 million. That's of winning everything. Now, what do you have to do? You got to get 5 numbers between 1 and 69. Got to get those right. And 1 red Powerball number from 1 to 26. You get all 5 numbers, you get the red Powerball. That jackpot is yours. $1.3 billion. Take a one-time cash payment. Only a mere $589 million before taxes. I don't know. It goes down to, I trust them and I'll take the annuity. Or I think it looks really good under my mattress at home. It'll be perfectly safe.
Right.
That much cash, you can make your own mattress.
I think so.
For your whole family.
And half leftover.
But then you've got to protect it. So you spend some more money to have security, I guess.
There you go.
That'd be the first thing I would do. If I won something like that, yeah, they say get your attorney lined up, all your financials. I'm like, I got security outside my front door because they're not kidnapping me. That's all I'm saying.
Security and an attorney.
Yes, in that order. Coming up on 6:16, it is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, and you can be a part of it, too. We'll open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and welcome to a happy hump day, Trump Day, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy sitting in, and we're glad you're along this morning. Coming up on 6:22, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We mentioned Donald Trump, talked about him taking on the cartels, the Venezuelans, blowing them up. That's right. Narco-terrorists, I think is what they called them. And and I get it. You know, if you're going to bring stuff like that into our country, you deserve whatever you get. I mean, you have been warned. How many times over and over? I mean, this is a big part of this administration. They're not going to put up with that kind of garbage. So that is kind of good to see that every once in a while, you've just kind of, you got to do more than say something. You got to do something. And Donald Trump is kind of, I'll say it very eloquently. I'll say it over and over. And yes, I will do something about it. We were talking about the fact that the whole rumor mill began over the weekend and even, you know, Ducey was talking to the president about it over the weekend. just because you don't see Donald Trump for a couple of days, all of a sudden there's this rumor mill going crazy that the president is dead. Something's wrong with him. We don't know where he's at. And you're like, wait a minute. We spent, I would love to have somebody, and I'm sure somebody has actually done it, and I just didn't have it, it just now occurred to me and to not go look it up. I wonder what the longest span of time was during Joe Biden's tenure as the president of the United States that we did not see or hear from him and know that it was him. I'm talking audio, video. I'm not talking about, oh, the president said today, because we got a lot of that stuff. But how many days in a row, and yet you get 2 days of not seeing Donald Trump, and you're going to go down this whole rumor mill that he died? And then you've got good old Tim Walz. You know, you remember Tim Walz. I mean, he's kind of a moron. I mean, even he calls himself names. But here's this headline. Tim Walz appears to fantasize about President Trump's demise, saying there will be news sometime. Are you kidding me? This is the former running mate of good old Kamala Harris. And he was at a press conference the other day. And here's what he said. Yep, you get up in the morning and doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Of course, he's talking about the demise of Donald Trump. And the crowd knew what he was talking about. Just saying, there's going to be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news. Here you have a governor, a former running mate of Kamala Harris, who could have potentially been the second most, you know, powerful person in the world. And you're actually standing there talking to a crowd, almost lamenting the fact that you have not heard yet that Donald Trump is really dead. I mean, what a moron.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Okay, moron, knucklehead, pick your fancy word there, whatever the case may be. But seriously, it's like an obsession from the left right now. And you've got somebody like Tim Walz at a press conference in front of the whole wide world talking about how, well, you know, I'll say, you know, there'll be news sometime. Just so you know, there'll be news. It's like he'll die eventually, and then we're going to be talking about it. I'm like, that's just weird. But then again, we're talking about Tampon Tim here. I mean, this is a strange dude. He is a strange dude. I loved the video. Remember, we were talking about last week the new Vikings male. I use that term very lightly, as in walking very lightly. Cheerleaders. Because we know that at the collegiate level, having male cheerleaders has not been unusual. They're big, they're lean, but they're strong. Well, I mean, they'll hold up a cheerleader in each hand, you know. These, air quotes, guys, oh, they're on fire. I'll put it that way. They are on fire. I love the fact that somebody took a video, the two videos, did them side by side, of these new male cheerleaders kind of prancing out onto the field.
Right.
And you forget just how strange Tim Walz was sometimes when he would walk out on a stage. I mean, it's like he was dancing or prancing or I don't know what he was doing, but it was really weird and not very manly for a guy who wants to talk tough all the time about being a football coach and, you know, beating people up and whatever the case may be. So you got to look that one up, though. But it's kind of like this whole thing, this obsession with Donald Trump being dead. Of course, you know, Donald Trump had to kind of come back and talk about it. He responded, says, you know, Joe Biden, he'd go multiple days, no public appearances. And the media would say he's sharp in the top of his game. We haven't seen him. We don't know what he's doing, but he's sharp and he's at the top of his game. And this is the best Joe Biden I've ever seen. Ugh. If we actually could see Joe Biden, but because we didn't know where he was at. Even J.D. Vance jumped on board, said he's in incredibly good health. He is full of amazing energy. Trump was spotted over the weekend heading to the golf course in Virginia, as this quote put it, to the dismay of rabid leftists.
rabid
leftists. I like Vance. He's awesome. You know, there's some folks that I guess maybe he just hasn't... I don't know, had a total appeal to yet, maybe. I don't know, but I like him a lot. The question will be, come next term, you know, if Donald Trump doesn't run, is it going to be him? Some folks still think Rubio. I don't know. I guess we'll have to kind of wait and see just what's going to happen there. Hey, it is a happy hump day, Trump Day. He is still alive. He's still winning. And if Donald Trump is winning, so is America. So are we. 628. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. And, of course, you can always listen to The Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, TuneIn apps. Or tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky. Hey, thanks for tagging along on a happy hump day, Trump Day. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. We are coming up on 6:38. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. The answer is always yes. Of course, with it being a happy hump day, Trump Day, lots going on with him, taking on the cartels, taking on Chicago. Hey, but you know, and we'll get into that a little bit more in a little bit, but it's interesting that the president is getting some support from some other politicians in Illinois, and it looks like that the mayor of D.C. is really on board these days. So,
no kidding.
I don't know. Looks like he's kind of making some impressions. So I was talking to Nick during the break here because I saw something on Facebook that kind of got my attention, and it's not the first time. Now, I'm not blasting a local TV station here, but because it keeps coming up on Facebook when they will post a story talking about Channel 20 based in Gainesville.
Right.
And I know that like a lot of radio and TV stations these days, they're very small staff. I don't know how their assignments editing happens there, who determines what stories. I'm sure they get submitted a lot of things. Hey, come cover us. And being a smaller station, you know, they basically send down a reporter who's also the cameraman and is also doing everything at the same time. So they set it up, they film themselves, they film the person. But there seems to be a pattern lately, and I know they are in Gainesville, very liberal, Alachua County, very liberal. So maybe whoever is assigning the stories, again, I don't know how that works there. I know the process of a TV station. My brother worked for NBC in Burbank. I know how it works, big time. Smaller, I don't know. But it seems like a lot of the stories lately, and this is really kind of riling a lot of folks up, and that's what Facebook is good for, with a very one-sided liberal angle.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do a news story, sometimes I think, you know, if nothing else, if most of the story is taken on one particular spin, and you've presented it as, you know, what's going on in the community or news, and there's an angle to it, maybe you should at least offer a moment of a counter thought, at least. And what I'm talking about here is, and we've, you know, we had Keith Perry in studio reading some things from one of the books that was in that were in some of the Alachua County schools that they pulled that literally Keith could not read on the air.
Right.
That's how profane and
those are the books. Those
yes.
are some of the books that are being put in schools locally.
But here we have a story about book banning. And they're having a festival to counter this push because Florida is number one in book banning. People aren't banning books. They are determining, as there are those who are supposed to be in authority to do so, what books are accessible to middle school kids in their classrooms, in their libraries. But the story on Channel 20 is all about this little book festival and how, you know, you learned about characters and, you know, these people even met because of their commonality of wanting to support this. And it's kind of like you almost need to go and look on Facebook for this story. It's from Channel 20. You can't miss it. Again, I'm not blasting them per se, except that I wonder if they're getting caught up in an agenda that they may not even realize. I know you've got a lot of young people there who probably see that story and go, well, you know, that sounds right. And because we shouldn't have people banning books. They shouldn't be deciding, you know, next thing they'll be piling them in the town square and burning them. I shouldn't give Gainesville any ideas. I can just see that happening. But I just find it, I guess it just got my attention because it's like, do they really know the stories they're talking about? Do they really understand what's going on? Do they really understand that in a sense they've been manipulated into promoting this event, which is trying to counter something that isn't really what's happening? Yeah. Fortunately, there are a lot of people in the community who know what's really going on, and they've commented on Facebook in response to that story. So if you get a chance this morning, head over to Facebook and look up, Channel 20, WCJB, and the book story and the book festival story. I'd love to know if you've got some thoughts on it after watching it. Not to be critical, not to be mean to Channel 20. There's people over there that we know and we like that are great folks, and they've got their own political views. They don't always determine what ends up on the news.
But you get a college student who came out of journalism school.
Oh, yes.
Who got indoctrinated.
Yes.
Could have been locally, likely.
Down the street
station, and they worked at NPR before they went over there. And, it's like,
and
come on.
They get this press release of this book festival, and they're like, wow, they're gonna promote, literature and stop this book banning kind of thing.
Because we're not doing journalism, we're doing advocacy.
Now, if you wonder where that word came from, and they may have changed it since then, but there was a time when you would go to the homepage there at the School of Journalism for UF, and they would talk about basically they would use agenda-driven words. It had nothing to do with sharing news and sharing details and facts. It actually was making what you develop part of whatever agenda that they had. And that's, again, they may have changed it by now. It was that way a couple of years ago. But anyway, if you get a chance, go to Facebook, take a look at the story, see what you think about it. And again, the main reason this got my attention is this is not the first time that this angle has happened. I'm talking about in just the last few days. I forget what the other one was now. It escapes my mind because this one was so top of mind right now.
Let's go crosswalks.
Oh, yeah, crosswalks. Again, one side, one agenda. And why did they, and again, with the money that gets wasted in Gainesville anyway, since we're kind of picking on them, let's go ahead. Why did they feel the need to actually remove those bricks? You could power wash them, you could paint them, but I believe they're going to be reconstructing them someplace else. So I think there's a little, again, little agenda going on there. But check it out. See what you think. Again, I'm not blasting Gainesville's TV station. Again, good folks work there. I'm just wondering if maybe at some level
they even know
they're getting suckered into something here and spreading one angle that may or may not be totally accurate. There you go. Make up your own mind. But then, if you want to let us know what you think, we'll open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. 6:45, happy hump day, Trump day, the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Man, this hour is flying by. This week is flying by. Wait a minute. We've only worked 2 days. I do feel like Bob Rose. He's on vacation. It's Greg Cassidy. We are coming up on 6:50 now, 10 away from 7 o'clock. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I mentioned we got some great guests lined up today. Had some great folks on yesterday. And again, we don't want you to miss anything, any of the guests, all the highlights. You can find it all. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on all the episodes, every hour, every moment, every guest, whatever, works for your schedule. Find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. I mentioned today is kind of a full show. Coming up a little bit after 7:30, the new Florida CFO, Blaze Ngolia. Now, you're thinking, wait a minute, that's not the gig he had even just a couple of months ago, because he was a regular on the Bob Rose Show. Well, that's what happens when you're on the Bob Rose Show. You get promoted. It happens. Then coming up, 8:05, Dan DeMarco from Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Got some great things going on there, great fundraising events. And I'd say they do a lot of good work. If You know, and all of us at the Sky, we appreciate our vets, what they've done for us, and some of them go through some tough times. Dan will be talking about that. You can find out more about what they do there. And then Wilton Simpson, our Florida Ag Commissioner, coming up this morning at 9:05. At this rate, if I can book a few more people, I won't have to talk at all. I'll just, like, give them the microphone and go with it. It's probably not going to work out to my advantage. Probably as lucky as winning that $1.3 billion tonight. $1.3 billion. One-time cash payment, $589 million. Even after taxes, probably close to $300 million.
Chump change.
Whew. What would be the first... See, because at that kind of money... Because I'll backtrack. As I mentioned before... If you look at the numbers out there, people who win $1 million usually go bankrupt within a year or two. That's very common.
Yes.
Because they spend it like they've got $300 million, and they don't. They put down payments on a bunch of stuff and then can't afford to insure them, maintain them. I mean, Google for yourself, or, you know, DuckDuckGoGo, whatever. What a tune-up cost on a Ferrari. A tune-up. Or how much tires cost on a Lamborghini. And then you realize, oh, wait a minute, I can buy the car, I just can't afford to take care of it later, or insure it, or change the tires, or an oil change on a Lamborghini. Look that up. You're going to need $300 million if you want to live that lifestyle. But if you want to jump in, you can. We'll open up, just for the fun of it here, those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. 877-975-9825, 877-WSKY-TALK. What would be the first frivolous thing you'd buy? Let's say you got $300 million after taxes, one lump sum, all the BS where they take all your money away that you just won, which is kind of what it feels like. I don't know, Nick, what frivolous thing would you buy? Or have you thought about it? Yeah, Nick, it's radio, they can't see you nod.
A campground that surrounds a lake. I want the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Now, okay, can other people camp there, or is it just your place to go camping and live there?
Both. Yeah, I'd okay. Have other people come in.
Do they have to pay?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, all right. Cheap. Anyway. you buy a campground and make people pay to stay there. That's an interesting one, because is that your dream of a place to live? If you just had limitless money, would be like...
Yes. I want a little hill that looks down on the lake. I can't...
And if there's not one, you can build and buy your own.
And I don't want to see the campground from being up on the hill looking down on the lake.
Right.
But I want the campground, because I love the folks that go to campgrounds. I love it.
So it's... Now, see, now you've taken a whole different turn. Now
right.
It's about the people
yes,
and the
it's
relationships,
both. It's
not
both.
Just having
right.
a place to go camping.
And I own the lake.
Ah. You have given this some thought, haven't you?
Yep.
Well.
And I think about it every time it gets over $500 million.
Really?
That's my $2 investment.
So here's the question. Are you going to buy a ticket today? For your 1 in 292.2 million odds of winning the whole thing?
I've already bought it.
Are you serious? Did you really?
Yeah, but I only go to it's just a few bucks.
Folks over at Disney, they could use a few bucks. Oh, I still got a phone. Grab that line right there. I don't even know. Or I made, because we're going to run out of time pretty soon. Let's just dive in. Can we be brave? Okay, let's do this. Hey, you're on the Bob Rose Show. Who is this?
Deborah from High Springs.
Hey, Deborah. Good morning. So, if you had $300 million after taxes, after all the garbage that the government's going to take, what are you going to buy first?
Fencing for my property. I have a list.
Okay. Give us a few on the list.
No. That's frivolous. But the very first thing I would do is tithe my 10%.
Ah, your church would appreciate that.
Well done.
Okay.
Many, many different churches.
Now you say put a fence around your property. That seems like, okay, people go, well, you know, what's a fence really going to cost? How big a piece of property are we talking about here?
4 acres. I've already priced it from several different fencing companies.
Yeah.
And it can be, if they did it, it would cost about $30,000 to $70,000. However, I did start and bought some stuff from a major fencing company here in the area out of Williston. to start the project, because I've had, I just had that opportunity this year. The Lord blessed me with some extra funds from a dear friend that passed away. But so I used the list. I started with the list.
Okay. Well, that, you know, that's pretty good. No, I totally get that. It just, it seemed like such an inexpensive thing.
I just upped my ante. I have to have a fence around. I have to have a fence around the lake and the campground and my place.
Wow.
I can afford it.
So 30 with $300 million, you can. So 30 to, okay, that's still a lot of money, but when you've got $300 million, what is 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or $70,000? Right. It's really not that much at all. Hey, some big news. Oh, we're out of time. 97.3 The Sky.